Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Oh yeah, Throwback Thursday, wrapping up the 6 a.m. wake up mix, October the 2nd, 2025. Good morning, everybody. It's the Bill and Jessica Show.
Mostly sunny and cooler today, highs in the upper 60s.
We made the announcement yesterday. We're your official station for the Governor Challenge Collegiate Basketball Invitational. People already asking me about it. Just to get all the details.
Yes, so it all goes down at the Wacomico Civic Center in Salisbury, November the 21st through the 23rd. Three of the men's teams, including Salisbury University, Gettysburg College, Roanoke College, and also King University will be there. The women's teams, that includes Salisbury University, Lehman College, King University as well, and Immaculata University. You can kick off the excitement with our show on Friday morning, 6 to 10 a.m. We'll be out there live. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get general admission, courtside seating options, and also weekend passes. They're also available. So if you need those tickets and schedules and more, just visit governorschallenge.org.
Yeah, so they have two tournaments this year, and I'm sure moving forward, the collegiate edition, you know, that's going to take place, just like Jess said, the 21st to the 23rd, Wacomico Civic Center in Salisbury. And then, of course, you got the high school edition, which is the original, between Christmas and New Year's, the 26th through the 30th of December. And, of course, Power, your official station for both events. Definitely looking forward to it.
Nice.
It's going to be good. Going to be good. Before we get into some trending stories, baseball continued yesterday. Goodness, the playoff, the wild card. It's getting good. Getting good.
Oh, my gosh.
We have ourselves a Philly series. The Dodgers, they came out on top once again last night. They beat the Cincinnati Reds 10-5. Dodgers are just too good. Until Saturday. Until Saturday. Now, we're going to get a little bit more into, you know, the... hold on, I'm sorry. Yesterday, Dodgers was 8-4. The first night, they were 10-5. So last night, it was 8-4. So the Dodgers swept the Reds in this little three-game miniseries here.
So that's done.
Yeah, so that's done. The Padres beat the Cubs, forcing a game three. The Guardians beat the Tigers, forcing a game three. The Yankees, they beat the Red Sox.
By one, right?
Yeah, one run, and they forced a game three. So it's all good. It's all good. But coming up this weekend, that's when the Phils play. Tonight, you have the Tigers and the Guardians at 3 this afternoon. You have the Padres and the Cubs at 5, and the Red Sox and the Yankees at 8.
Okay.
So.
Gosh, it's so good.
Yeah, and then Saturday, the Phils and the Dodgers, not sure what time they play, but I think it's Saturday, like, afternoon-ish. Mm-hmm. So, it's going to be, and that's going to be a good game. I know Phillies fans are going to be all charged up.
Well, I saw pictures yesterday trending that they had a scrimmage, the Phillies did, and over 32,000 fans showed up just for that.
Of course. Of course. Yes. We ready. We coming.
Yes.
We coming, y'all. 625. It's a Bill and Jessica Show. It is a Throwback Thursday, or old school and throwbacks by request all morning. Let's do this.
Say what? What? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so it's day two of the government shutdown.
Yeah, what the heck?
No one's sure when it's going to end. A poll found most Americans don't think it'll last over a month, though. The most common answer is a week or two. So I have a list here of unusual closures and disruptions due to the government shutdown.
Okay.
Just to, you know, in case you didn't know, this is how it may affect you. May or may not. Some of these are like kind of like pending. We don't know.
Okay.
But here are some things that will be affected. The Smithsonian Museums and National Zoo in D.C. closed to visitors. The Library of Congress and the Botanic Garden. The doors are shut. The National Archives. No Declaration of Independence viewing. All Capitol Tours and Visitor Center canceled. And this is all stuff in D.C. Mm-hmm. National Park Service, visitor centers, and restrooms closed. Does that mean Assateague? I don't know. If somebody can help me out here.
Maybe.
That's a national park.
Maybe.
Like the, on the national
on
side.
On the one side, yes.
Yeah. But I wonder if they're like closed, or there's just no people working. I wonder if you can still go out there. If anybody knows, let us know. Historic sites in Maryland and Delaware with federal funds could possibly be shuttered. Federal court clerks, non-essential filings are paused.
Oh.
Veterans benefits and hotlines and offices limited or closed. But I saw something online where it says they won't be affected, but I don't know. So that's a question. FEMA non-emergency help delayed. USDA Farm and AG extension programs on hold. Passport visa services and local offices delayed.
No, that's not good.
Good thing we got a passport before we go on to cruise.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Good thing we went and got that taken care of.
People's travel.
FDA food inspections have been reduced.
I know that's not good.
A lot of you restaurants are happy that you ain't getting new inspections. let's see. WIC nutrition program may run out of funds. Now, that's another one that I kept seeing that people keep saying, no, they said it's not going to be affected.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to get your WIC. Be able to get your lentils.
Lentils?
What are lentils? Local PBS NPR segments with federal support cut back. EPA Chesapeake Bay oversight reduced. Federal grants contracts for Maryland and Delaware groups frozen. Delaware food banks extra strain from WIC and SNAP gaps. Again, questionable. Maryland state jobs tied to federal funds at risk, and DC monuments and parks still open. But it says the state parks and monuments still open, but dirty and unstaffed.
It says that.
Stop.
What?
Yeah, this was a list that I found online.
Stop
but
it.
Yeah, that's what could or could not be affected from the government shutdown. Hopefully, you know, I think some people are coming around to like get on board to open her back up.
I see here that it says Senate Republicans say that they need 5 additional Democratic votes to pass a short-term funding bill and reopen the government. Senators John Fetterman of Pennsylvania, Catherine Cortez of Nevada, and Angus King of Maine have already backed the measure. The House approved the resolution, which would extend funding for 7 weeks while lawmakers negotiate the 2026 budget.
Yeah. Okay. We'll definitely be watching that story. Meta will start collecting data from user interactions with AI chatbots to sell targeted ads.
Oh.
So they're going to be monitoring what you talk about with chat, you know, AI.
And they already do.
Right. You're actually talking to Meta. You're actually talking to the government. And Google is upgrading its smart home products. So they'll be able to converse rather than just respond to commands. Mm. So like when you talk to, you know, your Google Plus or you talk to your Alexa and all that, they're going to be able to talk back to you.
Talk back.
Instead of just like, whatever you say. No problem.
Just like a quick prompt back.
Yeah.
Double talk.
There's a sign.
Like a conversation.
We were coming back from Salisbury last night. There's a sign right there on 50 that says, need a friend? Something about AI.
Oh.
Yeah.
AI's taking over.
You can go and like have conversations and people like confide in AI. But now Meta's going to take that information, watch your conversation, and then pump ads out to you.
They already do, but now they're just telling us.
Now they're just actually telling you what they're doing, right? An annual drive-thru report of America's drive-thrus got 9 seconds slower this year despite AI's help. The average is now 5 minutes and 35 seconds in the drive-thru, and this is the biggest lie ever.
What?
Taco Bell is the fastest. 4 minutes and 16 seconds. Not around here. I don't know where they did this survey.
Stop it.
45 minutes and 16 seconds.
No!
Holiday Inn Express is testing a scent-based alarm clock. Yeah, it works like a diffuser, releasing the scent of coffee, bacon, or blueberry muffins when it's time to wake up. But unfortunately, it's not in the U.S. yet. Mm. So you'll be able to smell coffee coming out of your alarm clock.
It's different.
The Howard Johnson chain is celebrating a century of business by releasing a limited edition fried clam soap. Yeah, so if you're looking for a gag gift for grandma, you can box it up at hojo.com for $19.25.
Soap?
Yeah, well, I guess it's just the...
I know, it's a gag or whatever.
Yeah. It's just the shape of it or whatever. Police in Florida pulled over a Camry last weekend after it was caught racing a motorcycle at 3 a.m. going 124 miles an hour. Hmm. The driver claimed he was speed racing because he had to use the bathroom. Here's a couple good news stories. A grizzly bear named Chunk won the Fat Bear Week despite a broken jaw, whatever Fat Bear Week is.
Oh.
Also, a piglet that jumped off a truck on a highway in Iowa will now get to live the rest of his life on a farm.
Oh my gosh, they're going to save the piglet.
Yeah, I guess the piglet was going to get fried and died. But since he jumped off, they're going to go ahead and, they felt bad for the piglet. And the website The Conversation has an article on why trying to be the funny one at work might not be worth it. Jokes can can make you seem more confident and competent, but the negative effects on jokes don't land tend to be more drastic, so the risks outweigh the benefits. So when you're at work, to being the jokester and telling jokes might not always live up to what you think. So go check out The Conversation. It's 6:33. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up.